The Oakland Raiders are moving closer to the end zone on their bid to relocate to Las Vegas. According to a report from the Los Angeles Daily News, NFL owners on the stadium and finance committees are ready to recommend the move come up for a vote when the NFL holds its annual meeting in 3 weeks. Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
And these NFL moves always seem to be about teams wanting new stadiums so they can make more money. Is that the case here?
Yeah, that's the way to maximize profit. And so we see the Chargers moving and the Rams now playing again in Los Angeles. And yes, a new stadium means big suites and big revenues for the owners. And a lot of cities, especially cities where the teams currently are, do not want to be held hostage, do not want to essentially fund a stadium and, you know, say, we'll do a little something. We're not even going to meet you halfway. Whereas cities without teams will do anything, not anything, but do a lot to lure a new team and make the owner that much richer.
And is the city of Las Vegas or the state of Nevada ready to put up a bunch of money to get a new Raiders stadium?
They would argue no, but I think that's dishonest. What they've done is they've passed a hotel tax, and I think about half a dozen teams do this. And so they sell the hotel tax to their people as, hey, it's not a tax on you, right? It's a tax on other people coming in and staying in your hotels. But the reason that you shouldn't look at it like that is because if you can raise money through a hotel tax, you could use that money for education. You could use that money for roads, right? If a hotel tax can be borne, what you do with the money is essentially taking money, $750 million in the case of Las Vegas, and using it for something. And then when you define that something as a new football stadium, I would say that's akin to a tax on the city. And also, you know, a higher cost of staying in hotels will, to some degree, depress the number of people that stay in hotels. So, yeah, it's a tax.
So we know that Las Vegas has a bit of a gambling problem, Mike.
No. It's a gambling virtue. Please.
Right. So what about that concern? Because this is what we all talked about when the NHL decided they're going to have a franchise in Las Vegas, that if you put a professional team there, it's just going to be all betting on that team all the time. And who knows what the consequences will be.
Yes, I think that's kind of an antiquated worry to some extent. I mean, just because there's gambling legal there, first of all, there's gambling illegally everywhere in the United States. And then even online, which is illegal, it's easy to access that. I do have to say, though, the news here about the Raiders moving, if listeners haven't been paying that much attention, they might say, oh, wasn't this always in the works? Yes, but the hotel magnate, Sheldon Adelson, he was the one who was originally behind the move. He was backed by Goldman Sachs, and he pulled out, and he does own casinos. When he was going to be the Raiders financing, it did make the NFL a little nervous, direct tie to a casino. Now that Bank of America is putting up the funding, I mean, the Carolina Panthers play in Bank of America Stadium. Bank of America doesn't own a casino. I think that makes the owners much less worried, and there's not that one objection, like, we don't want to be tied to casinos. So when the owners do vote on this, which, as you said, could come very soon, there's not such a great argument for preventing the Raiders from moving.
That's Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.